Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. Not by a long shot, quite the opposite. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will deliver the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new, uncomplicated tools and new, easy-to-understand strategies to lead a more positive life? No problem. You are listening to Positive Perspectives. Do you need a boost of information and knowledge to transform your life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. On Positive Perspectives, psychic medium Melinda Carver helps you answer your own problems with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Most people report being amazed, even stunned at Melinda Carver's abilities, attitude, and accuracy. And unlike distant, unreachable other widely acclaimed psychic mediums, Melinda Carver takes time for the personal touch so important to her guides and the realm of spirit. Yes, Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge, no matter how negative your circumstances. Widely welcomed participant at highly respected metaphysical expos and increasingly popular psychic fairs, Melinda Carver invites in the finest and most respected metaphysical professionals in the world to be her guests on Positive Perspectives. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Who doesn't? Listen now live. Your life is your choice. Get positive. Live positive. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. And now, live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Are you ready for tonight's full moon? It's the full moon in Libra. It's also known as the pink moon and sometimes the fish moon in Native American lore. What does the full moon in Libra have to do with you tonight? Well, Libra is all about finding balance between your emotions and reality. Plus, today, because it's the full moon, what are you obsessing about emotionally? Whatever you are obsessing about right now is something that is affecting you in your life, your emotions. It's making you feel uncomfortable or maybe too comfortable, depending on which way your emotions are swinging. But you have to look for the opportunities that are coming into your life. You have to be flexible with this full moon energy. So keep your eyes and ears open for opportunities that are going to be cropping up for you, whether that's your career or your love life, depending on what you're looking for. And you need to be flexible, malleable. You have to be changeable. You have to be able to roll with the changes, roll with the punches, whichever words you want to use. That is your full moon tonight. And that energy is going to be affecting you for a couple days. So look at what you are obsessing about in your life. Is it your love life, a family relationship, your career? Whatever you are obsessing about right now today, that's what's going to be affected the next 2 days by this full moon energy. You're listening to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess with the mostest, psychic medium Melinda Carver. And here are tonight's positive shout-outs to get that energy pumping in and around you as you listen tonight. Our first positive shout-out goes to all the Twitter users who have shared stories over and over in all the videos and all the stockholders of United Airlines that have continued to sell off their stock after the horrible, horrific treatment that that doctor received in Chicago from that flight from Chicago to Louisville when the staff of United Airlines tried to have him pulled off roughly and escorted off because he didn't want to give up a seat he was already sitting in because he had to see patients the next day. So all the stockholders that have sold off their United Airlines stock, they lost almost $1 billion in 2 days from the horrific work of their employees and the Chicago Airport's police department. So give yourself a pat on the back if you've been sharing that information on Twitter or if you're a stockholder who sold off your stocks. And our next positive shout out tonight goes to all those people out there around the world, whether they're the single people, uncles, aunts, or the parents who volunteer to be coaches for the softball leagues, the baseball leagues, soccer leagues, little T or T-ball leagues, whichever leagues are out there for the summer, because the kids need to experience team sports to build their bonds and character and help them learn the meaning of teamwork. Without these volunteer coaches, a lot of these summer sports would not be available in the cities. And a positive shout out to all those that also volunteer as lifeguards at city pools and along our beaches for this summer. We're getting that going. Tonight, we're going to teach you how to spring clean your life. We'll be taking calls, 646-915-8066. You can also ask for questions in the chat room, which is also open tonight. And we are here on Blog Talk, and we're going to help you spring clean your life tonight. Explore ways to release that old emotional baggage, negative thoughts or behaviors that have been driving you crazy. Discover ways to uplift and empower yourself. Again, we will take your calls in between at 646-915-8066. I want to welcome all of you to the show tonight. This is going to be similar in theme to my late night fun night. And I just want everyone to feel that pumping positive energy that is going all out to you right now.
And welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house.
Get a little bit of Florida there. Welcome to my house. My house here is Positive Perspectives. If you want to get positive, live positive, clearing the negativity from your life is my new book available. Pre-order on Amazon. It will be published by Schiffer Publishing. It debuts May 28th, stores around the world and on Amazon. It will make its first official appearance at the Book Expo America in New York City, May 31st through June 2nd at the Schiffer Publishing booth. And it will also be at the International New Age Trade Show, June 9th through the 11th in Denver, Colorado. I'm excited. I will be at Denver signing books at the International New Age Trade Show. Well, tonight is all about spring cleaning your life. And what are some of the things that really aggravate you? Well, I looked at tonight's full moon in Libra, which is trying to find balance with your relationships. And part of that finding balance is dealing with social media. So our first spring cleaning is going to be your social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, all those social media that you are on all day long. Do you know scientists have been looking at people who are nonstop on social media, people who cannot live without social media? They can't be without their Twitter updates, their Instagram updates, their Facebook updates, checking out what's going on in LinkedIn. Do you know that these scientists have shown that people become more depressed with the use of social media? They see all the rich and beautiful skinny people, and they're showing off their beautiful houses and their cars and their vacations. Think of the rich kids on Instagram. And it makes people become filled with envy or jealousy. So if you start finding yourself looking at your social media going, I hate my life. My life sucks compared to these rich kids of Instagram or these rich kids of Russia, whatever you're looking at Instagram. and you start looking at, oh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, my husband's awful, my kids are awful, if you start looking at yourself and feeling a sense of extreme jealousy or really low self-esteem and you're dropping into that deep depression, it's time to cut your feed to your social media. They say to lessen your time on social media. And some of the ways that you could do that is disengage from those people on social media who are making you feel depressed or low self-esteem or very jealous. So unfollow people on Instagram. Don't follow them on Twitter. Don't look at their feeds and go to their page every day to see what they're doing, who they're talking about, where they're shopping, where they're eating. Let go and unfollow. Click unfollow. The same thing on Facebook. If you're tired of seeing someone who makes you feel incensed with their political posts, or maybe you don't like their lifestyle for some reason or other, maybe you don't like what they do or say about your lifestyle, you can click this wonderful button that says unfriend. So when you unfollow and unfriend people on social media, this is one of the first things you could do to make yourself become less aggravated. You're spring cleaning your social media accounts. Are you letting in people you're not friends with? Do you just want those higher numbers? Well, look at who is in your feed. Who do you not want there? Maybe it's a toxic relative. Sometimes you have relatives that are always calling in and checking things out. So maybe you need to unfriend a toxic relative. Maybe they're saying awful things to you and you don't want to see them anymore, or you don't want them commenting anymore. You can use the block button. The block button on so much social media is your friend. You can block them. They won't be able to see your posts. They won't be able to see your comments. You can't let them see anything, and they can't comment, and you won't see them either. It's a beautiful thing. Use the block button. So for your social media, to spring clean that social media, you want to use the unfollow or the unfriend, depending on what's going on, or the block button. This will make your life simpler. It will clean out the nastiness, the jealousy, the pettiness, the toxicity from your life. Yes, social media is the first thing that I'm talking about. The second thing you could start spring cleaning your life with is your phone or your tablet. So many people are all stuck on their phones 24/7. People walk down main roads in downtown and get hit by cars because they're not paying attention and just keep walking off the sidewalk right into the street when the cars have the green light and are going. You hear about this all over the place. Sometimes you have to disengage from your phones and your tablets. Phones and tablets. You want to have real life interactions with people. Why are you texting someone who's sitting right next to you in your living room? Or if you're on a date and you're texting them because they're talking to someone across the room. You want to start having real conversations. Hey, how are you? My name's Melinda. What are you doing? You don't have to text people to have a conversation. It interferes with your real life interactions and makes you feel disengaged. A lot of people have no delete button in their real life, so they can also delete things on their phone. So another thing you could use is the wonderful voicemail option. You have someone who drives you nuts. They call all the time. You don't want to talk to them. You don't want to hear from them. You can let them go to voicemail. There is no reason you need to pick them up and answer the phone and listen to a barrage of criticism and nastiness. Just all let it go. Let it go to voicemail. And you could use the delete button from your voicemail. The same thing with texts from people. If someone is going to leave you a nasty text, you don't have to respond. You can disengage and delete any type of voicemail or text message. See how simple that is? That is as simple as you can make it. So clear out your social media, clear out your phone and your tablets. You don't have to go to sites and follow people you don't like. You don't have to sit there and deal with people that you don't want to hear from. You can change things. You can make things better for yourself. You can help spring clean your life with some of those tips. We'll be right back after this little snippet of a song with readings and more spring cleaning. To help you feel all right tonight while you start spring cleaning your life. I also pull out a tarot card and an oracle card just for a general reading for everybody tonight. So you could use this card for this reading for the next few days. And the card that I first used, I'm using the Tarot of Atlantis. This is a great little deck. It's by Le Scabero. I love them. They are an Italian company out in Italy. They are published through Llewellyn. That's a fun deck to use, especially if you like all the good things about the Atlantean mysteries. And if you want to be more attuned to your spiritual side or any past life that you've had when you lived in Atlantis. So it's a great little deck called Tarot of Atlantis. And the card that I pulled out today for everybody to have is the Three of Wands. And the Three of Wands. And remember when we talked about that full moon being in Libra and looking for those opportunities? This Three of Wands is telling you to start taking care of yourself and your career. On this Tarot of Atlantis deck, the Three of Wands features a woman, and she's in a circle of stones, and she's holding a boy and a girl by the hand. And in this, it's what is your family life for your career? A lot of people live for their career. A lot of people only do things that have to do with their career. What's going to make them look better, feel better, dress better? So they are all worried about their career. So this Three of Wands is saying, what is your passion? What are you passionate about? What is sacred to you in your career? And that's where you should be following. You should follow what you are drawn to, what you are passionate about in your career, and make the changes that make you feel better. So if you're stuck right now in some dead-end job, you don't like it, start looking for something you are interested in or that you want to explore and go and apply for that. So look where your passion is and follow your passion in your career. Now, for the Oracle deck, I'm using the Little Witchlings deck by Paulina Cassidy. This is a fun little deck, cute little witches on each of the cards. It comes with a little booklet that explains all the cards, too. And the card I pulled here is the Strength card. And this is not about your body weight. This is about your inner strength, the inner workings of your mind. What are you ready for? What can you handle and what can you experience? A lot of people have heartbreak in their life. A lot of people lose jobs or lose people that come and go out of their life. And what can you handle? How can you handle with stress? How can you overcome any type of issues, any type of rejections? What are you going to do? Now, with that full moon showcasing whatever you're obsessing about, if you're obsessing about a relationship gone bad, you do have the strength to get through that breakup the next few days. If you have a bad situation at work, you have the inner strength to get through that situation, to find a resolution. And so these cards, the Three of Wands and the Strength card, play well together to help you showcase that you can do what you put your mind to and what you're ready to get going in your life, whether that's a family situation, a career situation, or a love life situation. You have that inner strength and the ability to get through it. Now, in Paulina Cassidy's little witchlings book, she also has a little strength chat, what I thought was so cute. So I'm going to say this just to get that energy pumping and flowing all around you. So pulling out this strength card, per Paulina Cassidy for the witchlings little deck, it is air and water, earth and fire. With inner strength, I will not tire. Sheer confidence is what I exude, as I never doubt my fortitude. So don't doubt yourself. Just keep powering through the situation. You know, if you need help, you need some friends or family to have your back, ask for them and work that magic all around you to keep it moving and flowing in whatever situation you're stuck with emotionally. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you having issues in your life? Do you need clarity on a situation? Get enlightened. Order your psychic reading or dream interpretation with international psychic medium Melinda Carver. Let Melinda Carver guide you through with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Order your reading today at psychicmelinda.webs.com. Psychic Melinda, MELINDA.webs.com.
Positive Perspectives Radio. Positive Perspectives with psychic medium Melinda Carver gives you the tools and knowledge to live a better life. Just ask her listeners. Brady Ann writes, Melinda, what an amazing hour, not just for myself, but for all the help, input, compassion, and energy flying all over in there tonight. And Heather writes, thank you, Melinda, for your show and all of your hard work in helping everyone. Psychic medium Melinda Carver wants you to get positive, live positive.
And welcome back. We're going to take your calls to tonight, 646-915-8066, or you can ask questions in the chat room. Upcoming guests here on Positive Perspectives, next Tuesday, April 18th, Kelly Bowman, psychic medium, returns to the show. She's a fan favorite. She's going to share secrets of the spirit world with you. Following week, April 25th, Paige McIntyre is coming on. She is the star of the YouTube show. I'm sorry, Paige McKenzie, the star of the YouTube show, The Haunting of Sunshine Girl, and also the young adult books, The Haunting of Sunshine Girl. We're going to be talking to Paige about being a YouTube star and how she comes with some of the situations that the Sunshine Girl ends up in. Join us May 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern for Shadow Fox. We're going to talk about the energy reports and how to use that energy for healing and connecting to the spirit world. And Margaret Ann Lembo returns with her brand new Oracle deck, Masters, Mystics, and Saints, and Gemstone Guardian cards. If you missed an episode, you missed a lot, check out last week's episode with my eighth interview with Michelle White Dove, Dr. Stephen Farmer, and Chip Coffee, and so much more. They're all free downloads for you on the Blog Talk page. Go to Blog Talk page, Positive Perspectives. Click follow this show or follow us on Facebook on the Facebook Positive Perspectives page. We're talking about spring cleaning your life plus psychic readings tonight. Some more ways besides social media and your phone and tablet that you could do is to spring clean your car. Yes, people do not have a clean car anymore. I have seen so many people with cars that are all messed up. Being surrounded by a lot of junk in your car or food wrappers or food spilled all over the place can make you feel more uptight on those long drives, especially if you have a big commute. You want to clear out the old energy in your car. So many people clear the energy in their home, or they do an Reiki session on themselves, and they forget to clear out the energy in their car. Get a sage stick. Burn some sage in your car, not while you're driving, okay? We don't want to cause an accident. You could use a sage cleaning spray. You can get some of my cosmic dust and throw a little bit underneath the seats to help clear the energy. Vacuum out your car, throw out the garbage, make yourself feel a lot better getting into your car without all the junk piled up, all those old maps and dirty cups and the kids' cookie crumbs and French fries everywhere. Clear out the car to clear the energy. It will make you feel a lot calmer when you're driving You won't feel so aggravated every time you get in and out of the car when you look back at the car and go, oh my God, I have to clean this out. So spring clean out your car. Clean the windows and put the damn phone down and stop texting when you drive. And that's one of the ways you could spring clean your car. Now let's look at your attitude. Ways to spring clean your attitude. Well, if you're walking around like Debbie Downer or Miserable Matt, stop spreading your nastiness around. Because let me tell you, a lot of people are sick and tired of dealing with your nasty attitude and the miserableness that you promote everywhere. When someone has good news, instead of saying, well, my life sucks and this is what I'm doing and I hate my job and I hate my husband or I hate my wife, stop saying that. Tell them congratulations or best wishes. Change that attitude. You can't walk around being nasty to people. You need to change it up. You need to be a lot more loving and compassionate to people. The more loving and compassionate you are, the more energy coming back to you will be loving and compassionate too. You don't want to be that nasty Nate or mopey Myrtle. You want to send love and joy for someone. So if you hear good news about someone getting pregnant or getting engaged or they have a new job or they're retiring, say congratulations and best wishes. Don't sit there and tell them you had a miserable experience and not to get married. Or don't tell them the horror stories that you've heard about other people being pregnant. Just say congratulations. I hope you have a healthy baby. Why spread nastiness with your attitude? One of the other things that you could do with your attitude is to just try to be more loving to your family members or your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Everyone, after a while, stops trying so hard and is a lot harder and nastier with their family members than they are with their friends or their coworkers. So if you're always showing the love and the excitement and being nice to your friends and your coworkers, but you come home and you throw a bunch of stuff and scream and yell at your kids, what's the problem here? You're supposed to love your kids. You love your spouse or your boyfriend or your girlfriend or whoever you're living with, but you treat them like crap. And when you treat people like crap, it starts killing the relationship. The love starts ebbing away. The affection ebbs away. If you start treating your loved ones with the same respect and compassion and joy that you share with your friends, you'd have a hell of a lot better relationship. And a lot of you wouldn't have to be calling in to me tonight to ask about your love life. So start spring cleaning your attitude, which will help you get that energy flowing and moving around you, because that's what we want for you. We want you to have the best possible life. We want you to spring clean that attitude. Another thing that people forget to spring clean are your crystals. So when you have your crystals, everyone has crystals at home, especially if you're into the metaphysical world or you are into the paranormal, clean those crystals. So everyone has them. They're all covered with dust. They're all over your house. Gather them up and give them a sea salt bath. Fill up your sink, throw in some salt and some hot water, and let your crystals soak. Get the muck off of them. Clear off the negative energy off of them. Let them soak and become clear of all the nasty energy they've picked up in your house or your car, or if you wear them, soak them in some sea salt. There's a couple things you cannot put in sea salt. You do not want to put selenite or kyanite in water. No water for them, because they will disintegrate. So when you do that, when you put your crystals in the sea salt water, let them soak for about a half hour and then rinse them off really good and let them air dry. Now spring is coming. Take all your crystals, if you have a house, and put them outside and let them soak up in the sun to re-energize. So clear out the crystals of the dust and the mucky energy that they pick up. Re-energize them in the sun. If you live in an apartment or a condo and you don't have a yard to put your crystals in, get a bell and ring a bell over your crystals to help energize them and get that energy flowing all around. We're taking your calls next at 646-915-8066.
Do you need a boost of positive energy to assist you in having a better life? Melinda's Positive Energy products will help you attract positive people, positive events, and positive items into your life. Get positive. Live positive. Do you need a boost of positive energy? You have come to the right place. Do you need to get positive, to live positive, to attract positive people and events and items into your life? You have come to the right place. Do you need to turn your negativity around? You have come to the right place. Welcome to the positive energy of all that we have to offer here on Positive Perspectives and into every facet of your life. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess with the mostest, psychic medium, Melinda Carver. You can learn more about me at my website or check out the free articles I have at psychicmelinda.webs.com, psychicmelinda.webs.com. And you can also pick up your reading with me or try out some of my magical products. My cosmic dust I mentioned earlier will help clear out energy. It's a great alternative to sage, and you can pick that up at psychicmelinda.webs.com. Don't miss your chance to pre-order my book, Get Positive, Live Positive, on Amazon. I also put that link in the chat room. And all the fun things that we're going to be doing today, we're going to take your calls. We have Shia in the chat room who wants to know, my deceased father came to me in a dream and brought me two rings back from vacation. One was gold and the other was sterling, and she wants to know what that means. So when you see your father in dream time, Shia, a lot of the times that's when you could connect with your deceased loved ones, because your brain is not going crazy with all the things you have to do and where you have to go and all your errands. So with the father bringing the rings back, rings are jewelry. Jewelry are gifts. So your father is trying to bring you two gifts. He's given you two options. One was gold, one was sterling. So he's going to give you two options coming into your life, and you have to figure out which option you want. A lot of people associate gold as the gold standard or the gold medal, and that's number one, and the sterling is number two, or sterling silver is number two. What you want to figure out is which of the options, because you say the one ring is gold and it's just a plain gold band, and the other one is sterling with a turquoise blue gem. So when you look at the options coming to you, which one do you want the most? And you need to choose. You're going to have a choice between the two options coming into your life. And it's going to be a little bit difficult for you, Shia, to choose which option. But I have full compassion. You're going to have full compassion on that choice. And I have full confidence that you will be able to choose wisely. You have to learn discernment, Shia. So you have to learn how to discern between the pretty outside and the ugly inside and what is pretty all the way through. So good luck to you. That's your reading for you, Shia, and your question. We're going to be taking your call, 646-915-8066.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
All righty there. Well, we're going to start doing some calls, and our first call is going to be Liz, and Liz is calling in from Indiana. She has a question about her finances. Hello, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Liz. So what's your question tonight?
Yes. Right now, I don't know if my finances are going to improve or something's going to come in unexpectedly, because right now it's just like a completely, it's dry in the well, so to speak.
Yeah. What the spirits are showing me, Liz, is that you really need to create a budget and stick to a budget. That you have to start, you're an emotional spender is what they're showing me. Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
And as an emotional spender, you get into a lot of trouble. So you're going to have to do this in two prongs approach. One, you're going to have to create a budget and make a list of all your monthly bills, whether it's mortgage or rent, utilities, car payments, gas, food, whatever else is going on, make a list of what your budget is for the month. These are the bills you have to pay. And then make a second list of the income that you have every month. And then deduct your utilities and mortgage and your expenses from that amount that you make, and that gives you your leftover money. And you're going to have to be very strict with yourself on staying on budget. You're going to have to stop emotionally shopping and emotionally spending, because buying these things does not make you feel happier, prettier, or more self-confident. You're just buying things to fill this gap within you. And they are saying that you really need to start doing some self-confidence exercises. So I don't know if you want to go get a book at the library about building self-confidence, look at some websites about building self-confidence, but you need to do that, and you need to stop filling it up with stuff that does not make you happy. So that's what they're saying.
Okay.
Your finances will continue to keep going down, 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 because you're an emotional spender until you get a grip on your emotions. So maybe that full moon in Libra, which is telling you to find balance in your emotions, is this is the time to make that change.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Thanks for calling in, Liz. And let's get that energy pumping and flowing all the way around tonight. Fun there with Scorpion, No One Like You, get you pumping and jumping tonight. You're listening to Positive Perspectives. You can learn more about me, Melinda Carver, at psychicmelinda.webs.com. Now, our next caller is Amla, and Amla is calling from Connecticut. Welcome to the show, Amla. What can we help you with tonight?
Hi, it's a relationship question. I was wondering if you see me with a committed partner.
You want to have a committed partner now?
Yes, if that's, I mean, because I've done, talking about cleaning, done a lot of cleaning, cleansing out, inside out since March, a lot, even till now. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things people need to do about their life, and you're doing the right steps, clearing out energy, moving stuff out of the way. But one of the things that you need to start doing is just learning how to allow, because you like to force things to happen, Amla, is what they're showing me. You like to find someone, you find a guy you like, you have your club, you hit him over the head, you drag him back to your cave, and you're like, you're mine now. And sometimes that does not work. Okay. So you have to stop trying to force things to happen. You have to stop forcing chemistry. You have to start allowing, and the act of allowing is, I will welcome love, and I will draw love to me and allow love into my life without trying to force it on someone. Because you meet people that you're drawn to, and they're already involved in other relationships, and then you want them, and you try to underhand and undermine that relationship because you want to hit them over the head with your club and drag them back to your cave. So you have to learn how to stop doing that, because that's bringing you bad karma, and that is becoming an emotional block for you. So you want to stop trying to poach other people's relationships. You want to start looking for your own. There are plenty of single men out there that you don't have to poach just because you see it that that's a like a competition, and you have to win that competition. So start allowing it. You can have a committed relationship. You've had them in the past, but until you start getting over this negative behavior pattern and clear this negative pattern out, then you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, where they're not going to commit with you because you're the side piece.
Okay.
So I hope that's helpful.
That out, so as soon as they cleared that out, that I could have one this year?
Yes, when you break this negative pattern, you have to stop poaching people and go for those that are single. When you pick someone who's single and you're not breaking up a relationship, you don't have the bad karma then. So right. Your relationship is not going to end in a flame, a fire, because you poached someone.
Yes.
So.
No, I understand that. I understand.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Alma. Thanks so much for calling in. And because Alma called, let's play this song. There, love on the brain. We're going to keep that energy pumping all show long. Go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for your own private session. I also have my fairy dust is on sale. Buy one, get one free for my 8th anniversary with my product line. There's also a sale going on the CDs and DVDs. So we have another question from the chat room. Anna wants to know, a man from my past reconnected with me. Do you see a romantic development for us? So for Anna, this is your reading. Anna, no, I do not see anything romantic going out about this relationship without maybe a one-night stand, possibly, and that's about it. What's done in the past, you can't really revisit it. If it didn't work out the first time, it's not going to work out this time either. I know that you really, really want a relationship, Anne, but this one is a no-go past this zone. Stay away. Don't talk to them. Don't date them. Don't sleep with them because it's just not going to work. It will only be maybe one night long, and then you're going to obsess over him on why he's not calling. So for Anna in the chat room who wanted to know about the man from her past reconnecting with you, if you want a one-night stand with him, by all means, go ahead. It doesn't mean it's going to turn into a relationship. So that's what we're doing tonight, 646-915-8066 for mini readings and spring cleaning your life. Another way for you to break negative patterns is to realize you have a pattern. Every time you have some type of same relationship or same career problem over and over and over again, that is showing you that you have a pattern. The hardest part is recognizing that you have that pattern going on. If you have a pattern in your life that's not working for you, you repeat the same relationship mistakes, the same family relationship mistakes, the same career mistakes, the same financial mistakes. When you do these over and over again, this is what causes that to happen. And you can't have anything move forward in your life because you're stuck repeating this pattern. You're having Groundhog's Day over and over and over. And who wants to have Groundhog's Day over and over and over? I sure don't. So recognize your pattern. And when you do this, it's doing deep mirror work or shadow work, whichever way you want to call it. You are looking at yourself in a mirror and you are examining yourself left, right, up, down, inside out. You have to see what you are doing and accept this is what I am doing or saying that is sabotaging me over and over and over again. When you discover what that behavior is or that thought pattern is that keeps sabotaging you, and you admit that that is what is causing your behavior problems or sabotaging your relationships, that is the only way you could break that pattern. You have to see it and recognize it, that this is causing you a problem or sabotaging something in your life, and then you have to say, I'm going to break this pattern. Breaking patterns is awful for some people. They don't know what to do and they don't know what to say. But taking that one step, breaking the patterns, see it and recognize it and then change it. And the way you change it is small little steps at a time. So if you're in the same thing like Alma who called before, she likes to poach other relationships. Well, she has to say, okay, that man is with that woman, he's living with her, married with her, dating this woman. I'm going to put him in the no-go zone. I'm not going to go there. But this other guy over here is single, and he's not living with anyone. He's not married. I'm going to go speak to him. That is breaking the pattern. You're taking little steps. Instead of going to flirt with the married guy, you're going to go flirt with the single guy. That is breaking a pattern. You're seeing it, and you're changing it. When you also, another small step for breaking that pattern is to then go and do something different. So if you find yourself and you're bored with your life and you're static and you go have meatloaf every Monday and Tuesday is a spaghetti night and Wednesday you go for wings somewhere, break the pattern of what you're eating every day. If you feel that you are stuck in a rut, what are you doing to break out of that rut? You have to take those steps forward to break out of that rut. And sometimes it's a little hard. Sometimes it's scary. But by breaking that pattern in little steps, so instead of going to the wing place that you always go to on Wednesdays, maybe you should try Chinese or Mexican or go for Italian someplace. Go to a different location. Break that pattern. That is one great way to clear out and spring clean your life.
Why not call in tonight? Consider psychic medium Melinda Carver your own universal resource. Call in now. Psychic medium Melinda Carver.
646-915-8066. And now we're going to Emma in New York. Hello, Emma. Yeah, I hear you want to go home this weekend and you want to see how that goes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, you have to take us off of speakerphone or I'll hang up.
Oh, you're going to hang up. You're going to threaten me. Okay, hang up then.
Okay. I don't sit there and play the game on speakerphone. Hello, 310. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brittany. I'm calling from Los Angeles. Your show is so fun.
Thank you, Brittany, and thank you for joining us. I'm glad you're enjoying it tonight. So you need some help tonight. Are you spring cleaning your life, or do you have a love or career question?
Oh, my gosh. I've done so much spring cleaning. So many beautiful things are happening and opening up for me. I just had a birthday on April 1st, and I just wanted to know what comes through regarding from Spirit.
Okay. Well, congratulations and happy birthday for your April 1st
Thank
birthday.
You.
And congratulations for cleaning out your life. And you are a prime example. So when you start looking at negative patterns and behaviors in your life and you start moving toxic people out, you are now seeing
yes.
new patterns and things getting more positive and more opportunities coming into your life from just doing a little bit of spring cleaning your life.
Yes, for sure.
And that's what we want to hear. Because this is what I've been talking about the whole episode long. So thank you for sharing that, Brittany. I wanted people to hear that so they could be more inspired. So here you have Brittany who's tried to make changes and is seeing a difference. And was it an immediate difference, sweetheart, or did it take a little while?
Well, it took a little while. I would say about 3 months for me to kind of really, like you said, to break those patterns, to release people that no longer serve me. And to do a lot of healing and energetic work on myself. But you have to invest the time. And once you do it, I'm telling you, it really opens up everything. And I just feel like my life is moving forward, especially with my career, because that's just been my focus. So.
Good, good. Thank you for sharing your story tonight on Positive Perspectives, Brittany. And now on to your lovely spirit message. So let me see who I could connect for you. I'm getting Archangel Raphael is coming in. Archangel Raphael, I don't know if you work with the angels, has this really deep
yes.
emerald green color to him. So I don't know if you see him in flashing lights. It would be the green light maybe flashing, or the silhouette will have a green haze to it.
Yes.
So Raphael has been saying,
mm-hmm.
yeah, for you, he's saying that you've been doing a lot of emotional healing. Do you understand? And the emotional healing has been the hardest for you. He said that if you had broken your arm and some clean break, it would have been easier for you and less harsh for you to go through than the 3 months of cleaning out your life for your career. If you had a break, that's 6 months, 4 to 6 weeks in a cast, and you had to wait 3 months. And he's saying that your self-confidence has really risen a lot in the last 3 months. you used to be a little bit more quieter at work. You used to bite your tongue a lot more, and you felt like someone was pushing you down or holding your shoulders in place at work. And you've removed one of those hands, like you've knocked one hand off, and you could move around a little bit more, and you're feeling a lot more secure and more confident, especially speaking at work, speaking in public. You're gaining that confidence is what he's showing me. A lot of that is the emotional work that you've been doing on yourself. And he is suggesting for you that you need yellow fruits and vegetables. The yellow fruits and vegetables are what you need. Something in that yellow fruits and vegetables is the color you need, and that goes to your solar plexus, sweetheart. So you want to go to the grocery store or the food co-op or one of those little veggie stands or something. Anything yellow. So that would be bananas, yellow peppers, yellow apples or pears, yellow. Okay. What else is yellow? Yellow potatoes. Wax beans, anything in the color yellow is going to help you. The only little block you have left, Raphael is saying, is by your solar plexus, which is your life path. And he says that you've been struggling with deciding if you're going to stay where you are or leave. And then the yellow fruits and vegetables, when you have them, and those essence of the energy of the yellow fruits and vegetables or the solar plexus block, when that's removed, you're going to feel a lot stronger. It's sort of like you're doing your core work is what he's saying. Do you work out, Brittany? Okay.
All the time.
If you're doing your, So you have a strong core, but that's your muscles. That's your physical body, your energy body, your solar plexus by your belly button is part of your core. And that's just a little off kilter, and we're going to make that stronger so that matches your physical body. And when you have that, he says, you'll be able to make the decisions that you've been grappling with. Because you have free will, and he cannot compromise your free will. He just wants you to be stronger and in a better position emotionally. And this is why he's been working with you, especially the last 2 weeks. He's showing me twos all around you.
Oh, wow, yeah. Because he came through my doorway and then placed hands on all my chakras. And then when he placed hand on my heart chakra, I saw the green color in my third eye. So I know he's working with me. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been coming around. So allow him to continue working with you. Don't lose that connection. You're going to need him for probably another 3 to 4 weeks. But if you start eating the yellow fruits and vegetables at least 2 or 3 times a week. You don't have to eat them all day and all day long, okay? But at least 2 or 3 times a week, that will help make things a little bit stronger for you, sweetheart, so that you can feel more alive, more centered and on your path, and, where you want to go and how you want to do things. Do you understand? So I have a song for you, sweetheart. Here you go, Brittany. Katy Perry for you, sweetheart. Good luck to you, Brittany. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful night. There you go. See, Brittany shared her story of changing things in her life and how much better it is for her. So this is why we want you to spring clean your life. Now, we had another question from the chat room from Wildflower. I want to know, my son is taking a trip to Germany with his German class. How do you see that working out for him? Well, Flower, I'm going to tell you that this is going to be a great trip for your son. You tend to do a lot about, how do I say this in a nice way? You kind of bubble wrap him a lot. And the reason I'm saying this is you bubble wrap him. You want to protect him from things and learning lessons in reality, in real life. And you want to keep him all stuck in bubble wrap so that when he touches things, it doesn't affect him or change him. And this trip to Germany is going to broaden his experience and his horizons, and he's going to see a different world. This may start sparking more of his curiosity, because your son used to be really curious as a young child, and that was kind of going to the wayside. And now things are going to be changing a little bit more for him. He's going to be a lot more curious, a lot stronger, and he's going to feel so much better. So encourage him to have the best time, take pictures and enjoy everything, go on the group tours and have a lot of fun, because that's what you want your son to do. We have a song for your son right now.
To the floor and me see your energy, because me not play no hide and seek. Office is the thing you ever make me feel weak.
There we go. A little bit of Sia going on for you with Cheap Thrills, so that your kid can have the best time there in Germany. I want to just say that our next show is next Tuesday, April 18th, with psychic medium Kelly Bowman. Secrets of the Spirit Realm, plus she's going to be taking your calls. And don't miss YouTube star Paige McKenzie of The Haunting of Sunshine Girl, the YouTube series and young adult book series, will be joining us on April 25th. If you want to see me live in person, I'm hosting an Archangel meditation this Friday, April 14th at 7 p.m. I'm teaching power manifesting next Friday at Crystal Era in Elyria. You could go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. And don't miss my Lilydale Assembly classes in August. I have two of them. On Wednesday, August 16th at 7 p.m., I will be teaching Native American moons on 7 p.m. Lilydaleassembly.com for more information for that class. And I will be teaching Magic of the Fairies and a Fairy Walk in the Fairy Trail at Lilydale Assembly on Wednesday, August 23rd at 2 p.m. You could go to lilydaleassembly.com for those tickets. That's in Lilydale, New York, just south of Buffalo. Don't miss going to my psychicmelinda.webs.com website for more information. And we're going to close the show with Paulina Cassidy's Sugar Wing Shiver song, because I used her Witchlings Oracle deck today. And you can learn more about Paulina at paulina.ws. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next Tuesday.